Hello, and welcome to Security on the Street with SearchFinancialSecurity.com. I'm editor Sarah Hurley. This month's topic, mobile banking. This is the abridged 13-minute version. For the full conversation, download the extended 27-minute podcast. Joining me today is Mark Kadrich. Mark is the CEO and chief evangelist at the Security Consortium. His strengths are in systems-level design, policy generation, endpoint security, and risk management. Mark, a CISSP, is a contributing author to publications such as TCP Unleashed, ISSA Journal, Published Magazine, Planet IT, RSA, CSI, and the Black Hat Briefings. His own book, Endpoint Security, was published in 2007. Mark is also a well-known speaker on network security matters at technical conferences and events. Thank you for joining us today, Mark.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, it sounds a lot better when you say it.
So mobile banking is sure to change the way people bank, similar to the way online banking did. So, Mark, before we dive into our discussion, could you briefly explain how mobile banking is different from securing so-called traditional online banking?
Well, the main difference obviously being the fact that the technology that they're using isn't chained to a desk. People pick it up, they shove it in their pocket. There's multiple platforms that they have to deal with. They can be on a jet, do banking in LA, and in 5 hours be doing banking from the train station in New York. So it creates some real difficulties for the banks trying to use any of their traditional anti-fraud technology, you know, like location, you know, are you always in LA doing these kinds of transactions, or are you all over the planet doing these things?
So to remain competitive, financial institutions must offer some sort of mobile banking to its customers, but with the convenience for the customers, it comes kind of major security issues for the financial firms. What are the network security challenges financial institutions face with mobile banking?
It's fairly diverse. I would say straight off, the major problem that they're going to be combating is the traditional fraud. But if you look at how fraud has been perpetrated over the years, the end result is the same, only the methods that they use are a little different. Dealing with mobile banking, what they're going to have to do is try to understand the multiplicity of the platforms and try and understand what their basic weaknesses are and how that fraud can be perpetrated across those platforms. Because in the end, they're going to have to sit down and chat with their customers about how the fraud occurred and how they were a part of it and how the technology they were using enabled that to happen. And the basic problem is, you know, customers aren't too bright when it comes to understanding how this technology enables people to defraud them. Now, I'm talking about traditional mobile banking customers. You know, I'm not talking about my grandmother. I'm also not talking about the savvy 17 to 25-year-olds who live with this technology taped to their head.
So what are the threats that surround mobile banking at the moment?
Oh, besides the user? Well, part of the problem is that the technology changes at such a frenetic pace that keeping up with it is part of the problem. The development cycles that the banks have to go through just to keep up with the changes in technology and the changes in the platform create some real pressure. They have the same kind of problems that other software houses have, you know, where are the vulnerabilities in their product? How can those vulnerabilities be leveraged and turned into threats? And how can those threats be executed? It's pretty much the same kind of a threat model, but now you've got it spread out over an order of magnitude more manufacturers.
So despite the different kinds of threats, can mobile banking be secured with the same kinds of security technology financial institutions currently use, or is new and different technology needed?
Out of all the questions that we're probably going to talk about, this is probably the toughest question. My hunch is that using traditional software approaches and the technology that they're using today, the answer to that question is no. They're not going to be able to provide significantly more security around these transactions. I believe that they're going to have to develop some new technology, whether it be in the software or whether it be in things like trusted platform modules built into handhelds. Something that allows them to uniquely identify and bind the user to their mobile device in a way that is significantly more reliable than the methods that they're using now. Part of this problem also is that the banks don't engage in any kind of real software assurance program. They're built into the same cycle of identify requirements, code, and push out the door that the major software houses are. And until that mindset changes with them, I think they're going to continue to have failures that allow people to take advantage of security holes in these devices. And I don't see this changing anytime soon for the reasons I've outlined. It's like people have these cycles that they have to get through, and they're very competitive. And a software assurance program, although capable of generating much more secure software, does build into it some inherent delays to make sure that flaws don't work their way through the system.
As with most things, technology can only take you so far. There needs to be other changes as well.
No, I think that's pretty intuitive. Look at what happened with Android. Android was introduced into the system, and all of a sudden you have another platform that you had to deal with that until then you were thinking about other platforms. Now you've got a whole brand new one to deal with. It's like somebody just introduced a whole new computer platform besides Linux and Mac and Windows. So that's a pretty significant problem.
So the Financial Services Analyst Group, Celent, estimates that by 2010, upwards of 70% of bank center call volume will come from mobile phones. What issues surround scalability, and how can financial institutions ensure they can handle those issues?
Let me turn that question around a little bit. Let's not forget that a major portion of the Internet users right now use online banking. In 2002 to 2005, the number of users jumped 47%. Okay, that was a scalability issue that they had to deal with then. That's when they brought in people who understood how to deal with large-scale applications and how to deal with load balancing and redundancy. In 2006, over 50% of the Internet users are using online banking. So I think the real threat to scalability for the companies doesn't come so much from the fact that they're using mobile devices as it does come from other countries like China bringing millions of people a month online and dealing with the large number of people, period, that are getting online or converting to online banking. Now, as I said, the banks have some pretty smart people out there, and they are trying to stay ahead of this scalability issue. Ask yourself this question: when was the last time you went to use your online banking account and got a 404 message?
I can't remember.
Yeah, that part they're pretty good at. It's generating the stuff that goes on the other end in the handheld device that's going to be a problem for them. Keeping up with the software updates, keeping up with the different threat models that are going to emerge as we get further into this is going to be harder and harder for them to do. That's the scalability issue that they're going to have.
What's the most overhyped mobile banking threat?
We've seen some proof of concepts. When I was doing research for my book, one of the things I concentrated on was trying to understand what the threat to mobile devices was. And there were some proof of concept exploits out there. There were a couple of small viruses out there. But we didn't see anything that was a device killer, if you will. My biggest problem with handheld devices, and I think this is one of the things that the banks haven't quite gotten a grip on, is the fact that most of these devices now are not just single communications channels. They're actually network bridges. They've got a wireless connection via the cell network. They've got a wireless connection via Wi-Fi. They've got a Bluetooth connection. So what you've done is you've opened up the threat paths that somebody could actually take advantage of. And that's one of the things that I really worry about, is somebody has the ability to identify a vulnerability in a handheld device, take advantage of the fact that they can hop in through the Wi-Fi and then connect to the bank using a cellular network connection. That's kind of what bothers me.
You mentioned earlier customers' naivety about the threats and the dangers. Do customers have an understanding of the most common threats that come with mobile banking?
Most customers can't even spell SSL. They rely on the cell phone companies. They rely on the device manufacturers to provide security to them. They know that there are some issues with their PCs. You know, they got to have antivirus, got to have a firewall. But, you know, it's just a phone. It's a phone. I had this conversation this weekend with somebody, And they were all happy about getting their brand new iPhone, and they were thrilled about the things they could do with it. And I showed them how to do online banking over the web, and they were thrilled with that. And I said, no, you know, don't lose that phone. He said, why? And I said, because there's no way that the bank can tell the difference between that phone and you. And they looked at me and they said, you're kidding. How can they tell the difference any other way? And we went into this big, long explanation about what the differences were between, you know, this mobile handheld device and all the different networks it connects up to and their computer at home that never moves. So in short, no, they don't. I don't think 85% of the people out there using these things have any idea of the issues that they can introduce into their lives.
As mobile banking proliferates in the years to come, will it take a TJX-level incident before organizations and customers understand the risks of mobile banking?
And TJX changed consumer behavior how? TJX is still in business. They're thriving as a corporation. They took a minor financial hit, and a month later, the consumers forgot all about it. Wait a little while, get online, you know, embrace the solution and just run with it. I think there's a couple of things that prevent a TJX-like incident from happening. A, you have to attack a bank pretty hard. You want to get money from a bank, the easiest way to do it is to rob them during the day. They have a lot of other checks and balances. And if you are going to engage in online theft, either the transactions tend to be from lots and lots of people and very small, or very large transactions with a lot of legwork to prep it. I think the diversity of platforms is going to be a problem for that too, where you won't be able to attack a population where 90% of the computers all run the same operating system. So I think that's going to be another issue that they have to get beyond. Am I saying that it's not possible for a TJX-like event to happen to a bank? No, clearly not. I mean, we have seen situations where the banks have had money taken from them online, but it's not common and it's getting harder. At least it's not made public as often as it used to be. I think I should probably say it that way.
And on that note, Mark, this has been a great discussion. Thank you so much for joining us today. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Sarah, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. You know, it'd be interesting to come back a year from now and have this discussion again and see what changes have been implemented to deal with mobile banking. So let's make a date. Come back in a year and let's chat.
Sounds good. I'd like to remind our listeners that you can visit searchfinancialsecurity.com at any time for more mobile banking resources, including an article on remote deposit capture. Thanks for listening and have a great day.